Amen and amen. Beneath the cleansing flood, you pray for me that I am able to do this broadcast. I've been a little out of energy because of this sinus virus thing, whatever it is that I'm going through here right now. So it is crazy. And it's weird because it's not like I'm like the first day, Tuesday, the first day I was just done. I slept the whole time. I just slept the whole entire time. And I was just sitting in my chair sleeping the whole time trying to, I listened to like 4 or 5 hours of different broadcasts. Of some good stuff, because I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't read anything. I couldn't stay awake. So I just listened to a bunch of stuff. I probably listened to 8 hours worth of stuff this week. Good stuff. Good, some good historical content, things that I'll probably be talking about in the future. But my sinuses are still not, they're not 100%, not great. And my energy level is kind of low still. So, but anyway, we'll keep plugging away at it. And you pray for us that God continues to meet all of our needs and take care of all the bills and all the fun stuff that's due and all that kind of stuff. And I know you all do, and you pray for us, and I appreciate that. But I always ask you to pray for us and keep that in your minds and hearts, and because God can move anybody to do anything, amen? And he always does, so he always provides for us. So we're grateful for all of that, but I never want to stop having people pray for that, to think that, you know, we don't need to do that. But anyway, but you pray for me to get better. I'm putting another PowerPoint together for this weekend. It may be two, depends on how long it takes me to do it. But not to put it together, but how long it takes me to actually present it. In case you haven't figured this out, I can be long-winded at times. I like to do a thorough job with things and teach people very thoroughly through things and completely, so they don't say, hey, wait, what about this? So I like to do that. And because of that, it makes sometimes things very long. But because I'm not a speaker and I'm actually a preacher, I preach things. So preaching takes a lot of energy. Speaking may be a little different than preaching. It's a lot different. But preachers, I preach. Whether you give me a microphone or not, I'm a preacher. That's just the way it is. And that's just the way it is. So anyway, I appreciate the prayers, and I still feel weak. I'm not eating a whole lot of food, which is good. I've used it to cut down, so that'll help me cut some weight. And I'm back on keto, obviously, for the last 4 or 5 days, so that'll help me cut some weight down. I use it to my advantage. If I lose my appetite like that and I don't have it, I just keep my caloric intake low. So that's a good thing. It helps reset things a little bit easier. So, but anyway, there's all that good stuff and green mucus and all that fun stuff. So anyway, but you pray for us that I get to feeling better and all that good stuff. I'd like to get back to exercising and doing all that, but right now I just don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, maybe tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know about today. I'd like to get out hunting. I have a little bit over a week left to try to get a deer. So anyway, we'll see. But we are definitely going to talk about this subject that I put up here. I think one of the problems with people is they don't realize the Gnostic, Masonic, Kabbalistic Jesuit religious influences of this movement is a direct attack on children. I'm going to give you example after example today of attacks on children. And it's real. It's absolutely real, and there's a ton of them. Sorry about that. There's some Google blocker thing. I like having a Mac, and I don't see a bunch of junk most of the time. But everything else, yeah, it starts messing with everything. The articles, the ads, everything's just start monkeying with stuff. I got to get some. I guess with Windows, I haven't used them in so long. With Windows, you got to, I don't know, do something. They got to put something up. I don't know what they do. Anyway, Andrew will figure that out. But the attacks on children are not going away. You know, they're real. They're not going anywhere. And you better be diligent and vigilant to deal with them. And to really protect your children. Because this is a real attack. And it has been. I don't know why that keeps doing that. It's super annoying. Man, do I stink and hate Windows. Anyway, I don't know if I put this one on here yet. Let's put this one on. Hang on. It'll start playing automatically.
Success takes sacrifice.
But anyway, there we go. All right. Anyway, we'll read the article here. The attacks, I'm just listing some of the articles here, not to mention the drag queen attacks. And the preying on children. You know how I feel about Kanye West. He's a little wizard. He's a mind-controlled slave. He is self-destructing, trying to put out whatever he can. Probably will either end up completely revived or dead. But a lot of what he's saying is true, but it is being designed to discredit the truth. They will come out and put him on Alex Jones or put him on one of those, and they can all sound like a bunch of insane idiots. Piers Morgan did that. They did that with Alex Jones with the gun control movement. When Alex Jones went on Piers Morgan and looked like an absolute idiot. They did it with the positions of Alex Jones. Alex Jones said there are false flags, there are these things going on. But they used him as an example, and I believe he's paid very well to do what he's doing. and has been. This is Gnosticism. This is occultism. The sexual attacks on children. It's the occult. It's Gnosticism. That's what it is. It's high-level Freemasonry, high-level Knight of Malta, high-level Jesuit order, occultic practices. That's who all these people are. Kabbalistic Jews. All of it. That it's all designed to do the very thing it's doing. It's controlled opposition. These people act like they're friends or they're enemies with each other and they don't have the same goals in mind, and they do. They all have the same goals in mind. Unfortunately, you can understand what Washington, D.C. stands for by the phallic symbol that stands in D.C., the Washington Monument, which, by the way, Washington had nothing to do with. Sometime in the future, I'm going to show you that, yes, Washington was a third-degree Mason, left the lodge, and had nothing to do with it afterwards. He was saved later. He was baptized by John Leland, a Baptist pastor. By sworn affidavits and many other things. And I'll show you that evidence sometime in the future. He's not what they've made him out to be. And I have plenty of evidence to show that, which I'll show you sometime in the future. Yes, John Gannot. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you, John Gannot. My brains are still not working right. I said John Leland, didn't I? John Gannot. Thank you. But that's right. And I have the sworn affidavits, the book. I'll share it with you. His family's sworn affidavits to it and all kinds of other stuff like that. But anyway, and the reason I say that is because what the Gnostics wanted to do in the what they did in the French Revolution, what the Masonic Order wanted to do in America, what the Jesuits wanted to do in America, was not accomplished in the beginning of America. It was not that new Atlantis that they wanted it to be. Now, they never give up, and they never go away. Somebody asked me, are Baptists permitted to be Masons? Well, Baptists are independent Bible believers. But if you were a member of Old Paths Baptist Church, you would have to renounce the Masonic Order. And yes, there were many Baptists that were part of the Masonic Order, unfortunately. And they were wrong. They were very wrong. See, in the beginning of America, to be a Baptist or to be before the Constitution and even a little bit somewhat after that, the highest opposition to Rome was Freemasonry. That doesn't make it right. It was wrong. But many of them still did that. Because it's all Gnosticism. And once you know the truth, see, after Captain Morgan came out with the truth, no one had any business ever joining themselves up to Freemasonry. Once the truth came out. But the good news about Baptists are, if one Baptist does something wrong, that doesn't impugn all of us. Because we believe in the autonomy of the local New Testament church. We don't believe in yoking up with other churches to do anything in that sense. We are independent. We answer to the scriptures. The King James Bible is our final authority of faith and practice. Whatever other Masons do, occultic people do. And by the way, you can see that with the Southern Baptist Convention. The Roman Catholic apologist has been taken off. You will not push Roman Catholicism on my broadcast. You take that garbage somewhere else. Now, if you want to know the true history, the Masonic Order was started by the Roman Catholic Church anyway, through Scottish Rite Freemasonry. It was written by the Jesuit or by the Roman Catholic Church. They wrote the orders of the Scottish Free Rite the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. Rome had its hands in all of it. They did it, no doubt, because they were suppressed. When the Jesuits are suppressed or any other organization in the Roman Catholic Church is suppressed, they find a way, another way. Anyway, so that's a history we can do some other time when I'm more prepared to do something like that. But all those rites were written by just like the Protocols of Zion. Those were written by the Roman Catholic Church. Mein Kampf, that was written by the Roman Catholic Church. You think Hitler wrote My Struggle? Give me a break. He wasn't smart enough to write that. However, that doesn't take away from the Kabbalistic Gnostic Jews, the Kabbalistic Gnostic Jesuits, masters of the Kabbalah, working together, because the Jews said themselves they have no king but Caesar. Now they are subservient to Caesar, Pontifex Maximus, the Pope. Well, I'm English, Carl. So what do you think I'm going to use? Anyway. But they're all Gnostics. That's the point. It doesn't matter what flavor these people fall under. So why do they attack the children? Because they love confusion. They love confusion. By the way, if you introduce to children things that are against nature, if you foster things in children that are against nature, you will confuse them. And that is the goal. That's the goal of the Gnostic perverts, the Gnostic woke LGBTQ movement. They have a religion. Their religion is Gnosticism. They serve the devil. And they are against Christ. They are against God's word. That's who they are. Oh, excuse me. All right. See if that stops for a second. Let's see. Sorry about that. Okay. I want you to understand what the goal is. The goal is confusion. The Bible says that anything that is against nature, the way God made you, sends confusion into people, especially children. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Let me be clear and lose my voice right here, which is probably going to happen. Hang on a second. I'm going to have my wife bring me up that throat and tonsil spray. That was a good recommendation, Jessica. All right. I want to show you something. And this is about children. Remember. All those years ago, I'll show you something. See if I can find it. I talked about that. But here's the original from 2014. Public school. Queering your kids. That's what it was about. It's what it's always been about. Right there. Let me show you this. Look. Here you go. Landmark same-sex marriage bill wins Senate passage. You know, when you were celebrating Thanksgiving and then came back to work on Monday, well, the Republicans, the Autobots, got together with the Decepticons. Right? The Hegelian dialectic crew got together. The Masonic, Gnostic, Jesuit perverts got together. Well, what'd they do? They passed the same-sex marriage bill. Yeah. Remember I talked to you about that a few weeks ago? How the Mormons agreed to it? Okay. Here's my son. Grab me the water. Thanks. And the throat spray. Now, if you need some throat spray that'll burn your throat out and hopefully fix it. This might take my breath away for a second. This throat and tonsil stuff works good. Let's see. All right, you ready? Let me take my cough drop off. This is very professional right here. I'm going to do this live for you. Hey, I'm going to even, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in the wide shot for you so you can see me hack my guts out if this hurts. Okay, there it goes. All right. This has cayenne, probably wing of bat. I don't know. Big concentrate. And a bunch of wild harvested ingredients. Anyway, hopefully that'll work. But this, this bill that was passed is about children. They want to adopt children in all 50 states. They want their marriage recognized. They want all the advantages of a heterosexual marriage. And the Republicans just gave it to them. It's called throat and tonsil from Dr. Schultz's. Okay. I don't have a sore throat, guys. I don't have a sore throat. It just kept the coughing for some, it just got me coughing. It's because it's breaking up in my chest. I've tried Carl's magic elixir before. It works good. Hey, look. Look, another pervert. Anyway. Well, who are these people? Well, let's look what reigns over. So, you have one large phallic symbol right here. This is what they worship. The Masonic Order, Sons of God, Daughters of Men, it's all, they're perverts. That's That's who they are. That's who they are. That's what reigns over their city. Yeah, like the one in Rome. The one in Rome is ancient, though. The one in Rome is from Babylon, I believe. Yep, obelisks. Sorry. Yeah. Same thing. From Egypt. Yes, thank you. From Egypt. Babylon, Egypt. It's a traveling spirit, right? So this is who these people are. This is what they stand for. Yeah. So I don't even know who these people are. All I did was see the article, Balenciaga, whatever they are. I have no idea how to even say it. And it's Instagram page after creepy BDSM-themed child photo. They had a child pornography or a child sex trafficking photo here, basically. Luxury fashion house, Balenciaga, whatever they are, based a barrage of backlash online for glamorizing child abuse after a new ad campaign appeared to show children holding teddy bears dressed in bondage outfits and bizarre inclusion of a document referencing the U.S. Supreme Court's case involving child pornography. Now, here's the question you have to ask yourself. Why? Because this world is ran by these people. I don't want to get too spooky on you here. But you do realize why children come up missing everywhere. This is the reason. This is the reason. Because this is who these people are. And this is what they do. And they want to openly do it. Just like Rome, the Roman Empire did. Just like, what do you think? Why do you think Roman Catholicism has gotten away with it? Huh? Why do you believe Roman Catholicism has gotten away with it? The Roman Catholic Church, why do you think they've gotten away with it? Because the Pope runs the world, that's why. He has diplomatic immunity anywhere he goes. So then all these distractions are done to really traffic children and do all the things that they're actually doing. Like, they don't want you to actually pay attention to what's really going on. They want you to be distracted by things that don't really matter. Like January 6th. Who cares? I don't care. Or like Trump and Mar-a-Lago. Who cares? Who cares? The question you have to ask yourself is, did they really take Epstein out of that jail cell, that federal prison? Like, does anybody really think that guy's dead? No, that guy's not dead. That guy's a billionaire living on an island by himself now. Living the dream, trafficking children somewhere else. They had the power of the federal government and the witness protection program and trillions of dollars to get him out of that jail cell. He was the safest place he could possibly be in that prison cell. Why? Well, here's why he was the safest place. Donald Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. William Barr knew Jeffrey Epstein. They both were in charge of the custody of Jeffrey Epstein. And he's gone. And they just faked his death. I could give you a number of examples of people I think they faked their death that I don't think they really, really died. Because that's what they do. They do whatever fits them. Whatever fits their plans. This is the kind of stuff that they do. They are Gnostics. They are perverts. They cause confusion. That's what they do. Let's look at it. What is their goal? To go after the children? And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Then Saul's anger was kindled. He talked about the confusion. Talks about rotting confusion. That's what they want to do to children. They want to rot confusion in them. Let's look at Disney. The woke pro-grooming Bob Iger says Disney's problem, not the solution, right? So he says that, you know, Disney shouldn't have went openly and outright against the governor. Ron DeSantis, who's the next right? But Ron DeSantis, I can't find the picture right now, but Ron DeSantis over there. Oh, Matt Gaetz, that's right. There was another child trafficker, and I can't find it right now, that was linked up with Matt Gaetz and with Ron DeSantis. By the way, do you ever wonder where all these illegals are going? Like what exactly they're doing with all them and what exactly? How many of these children do you think are being trafficked across the border by our government? And sold into slavery. Well, Disney comes out, and it was from Bob Iger that freshly booted CEO Bob Chapek inherited the primary reasons Disney's stock is tanking. Chapek didn't reverse Iger's mistakes and frequently appeared lost and indecisive. What are Disney? They're a bunch of traffickers. That's what they are. Yes, Rome is in charge of all of it. They run the greatest trafficking center in the world. Across every nation. This is what's going on. There's an all-out attack on children. South Carolina fights back against ACLU lawsuit targeting faith-based foster care agencies. So they have these faith-based agencies, right? And they want to make sure that their clientele are to be people that believe the Bible. So they don't want to work with sodomites. They don't want to work with the woke LGBTQ crowd. They don't want to work with any of those groups. But they want to try, the ACLU wants to try to force them to do that. They want to try to push them. And make no mistake about it, all of this is about children. All of this attack, all of this LGBTQ woke stuff, it's all about recruiting. Because nobody wakes up in the morning and is a sodomite. Nobody wakes up in the morning and is a transgender. They are recruited. They are recruited into it. That's how it is. They're recruited. Planned Parenthood is part of the attack. Watch. I don't know what that was. Must be a different article. I don't know what happened. Anyway, let's go to the different one here.
Curriculum approved by Planned Parenthood is being used right now by teachers in Sacramento City schools. The lesson plan encourages more supportive discussions about casual sex and eliminates women from pregnancy conversations to promote gender-inclusive language.
Jack Brewer is the CEO of the Brewer Group and a former NFL player and joins us now. Jack, what do you make of this lesson plan? It should be shocking, but sadly it's not.
Yeah, it's very sickening, you know, working with youth as much as I do. Seeing these type of things is disturbing because you understand the vulnerability of all of these kids and how young that they are. Kids that are trying to identify who they are. Sexuality is something that's always a hard conversation, but it's one that when you bring in confusion, you're bringing in manipulation. And manipulation is witchcraft, and I think that's...
Bingo, he nails it.
The spirituality of these children.
He nails it when he says manipulation is witchcraft. He's absolutely right. They are practicing Gnosticism, occultic witchcraft on these children.
Children, we are completely undermining, and it's having grim results. I mean, no matter what you think about LGBT or transgender or all of that, there was a study done in Canada that found that kids were five times more likely to commit suicide if they're a transgender. So when you start confusing these kids, you're actually increasing the mental health issues of these children. And I think we all need to take a step back here and evaluate really where we align morality-wise across our nation, because we are literally playing Russian roulette with the souls of our children.
Well, from that Balenciaga story we just read before to now this Planned Parenthood story, why are we hypersexualizing our kids? It's the only time in your life that you get to be innocent. And yet we're trying to ruin that as a society, and it makes no sense, Jack. Why is this happening?
It makes no sense. And you're disrespecting women, first and foremost. You know, motherhood is something that women are ordained to do, something so special. You're disrespecting family, a family between a man and a woman, how God created us to make our children and reproduce. You're disrespecting all of that. And then to take the vulnerable children like this and just to hijack their youth, completely rip them away from being able to be pure and youthful and enjoy things, and you're leaving them for a lifetime of torment. I mean, looking at these type of numbers, another study shows that 50% of the LGBT community considers taking their lives, committing suicide. Those type of numbers should be disturbing. This should be a CDC health issue.
Right, but it's not, because they're all working on it together. This is the issue. They are pushing it. The CDC, all these groups are pushing. They're pushing this agenda. They want to confuse children. It is an attack on children. On the family. They've already attacked the roles. And then many people have given over the roles of the sexes. Then after that, they've attacked the children by indoctrinating them with these things.
Instead of Dr. Fauci talking about giving kids shots, he needs to be on television talking about this healthcare crisis that we have going on with pushing all of this LGBT across our nation.
Yeah. Jack, I want to turn now to this on the education topic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made some comments about who he thinks the most dangerous person in the world is. He said in an interview, quote, "Is it Chairman Kim? Is it Xi Jinping? The most dangerous person in the world is Randy Weingarten. It's not a close call. If you ask who's the most likely to take this republic down, it would be the teachers' unions and the filth that they're teaching our kids and the fact that they don't know math and reading or writing." Weingarten responded on Twitter saying, "I know that Mike Pompeo is running for president, and frankly, I don't know whether to characterize his characterization of me in the interview as ridiculous or dangerous." What do you make of Pompeo's language here? Do you think he was too harsh?
Not at all. What Mike Pompeo was warning Americans is that we are in a spiritual battle. This teachers union is right at the heart and soul of the spiritual battle of our nation. Because if you teach children and indoctrinate them the way that we're doing right now in the schools across America, the likelihood of our republic standing and us having a successful nation is diminished. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. All these things, this lady and their entire organization, is the result of the lawlessness that you see in the streets. The ability for children to speak to the adults the way that they do and for them to go around and act the way that they do, it comes from what we're teaching them in school. We have an obligation to these kids. And then you start talking about the fatherlessness issue and the fact that many of these kids don't even have two parents to come home to. They don't have stable homes anymore. Or we're battling inflation and all these other economic issues. And so the school has become even more important. And so if we can't treasure our youth and start to really stand up for their foundational skills, then the likelihood of the America having the dreams that we've all been accustomed to is diminished, and we need to do something about that. So I applaud the words of Mike Pompeo.
Yeah, notice that Randy Weingarten didn't respond to the specifics in Pompeo's accusation, what they're teaching our kids, and the low skill levels in math, reading, and writing. That is pretty telling. Jack Brewer, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Right. So what this guy is telling you is fact. I mean, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know anything about him. It doesn't really matter, because what he said was the truth. What he said was, this is the battle. And it is. And they know that. But do we know that as parents? Even if your children aren't going to a public school, churches and pastors, They need to be preaching and teaching and directing people to understand the roles of the sexes. I'll tell you what, the other day on my, in being sick and not feeling that great, you know, I started thinking about, I was listening to a lot of things. I started thinking about some things and I got some ideas for the future. I'm not going to announce them right now or anything like that because I got to put a lot of it into place, but I want to find a way, I want to go about a way of teaching the roles of the sexes and reaching children, even outside of Old Paths Baptist Church, but reaching Christian children to understand the truth of these things, that God made you a boy, and there's that, when you were born a boy, that there's the, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's a blessing. And what that means, how you're supposed to learn to be a man, right? And then I want to teach girls that it's a blessing that God made you a girl and how he suited you and he fits you and he's to be the lady that God wants you to be. And I want to use the resources of OPBC to be able to help people out there, young people, and help parents to have something for their children to read, listen to, and teach them and encourage them. And I've got some ideas, and I talked to Brother Andrew about a few of them. And I'm going to be working on them in the future. We are as a church. And maybe you all will be able to be a part of helping us and supporting us and doing some of those projects. I've got some ideas. And some things that I'm going to put together, because I realize that we need to get things into children's hands out there and provide for them things that they can listen to and things that will teach them and different things like that. And I've got some good ideas that I believe the Lord has given me, and we'll see where it goes and how God wants to use it. But we need to do something. Something more to get that out there and to use the gifts and talents even of some of the children at Old Paths Baptist Church and the young people that have some gifts and talents. So we'll be looking into some things in the future about how to do that. Things that can go all over the world to be a blessing to others. And I think God will use it. I really do. I believe the Lord will help us to be able to use those resources to combat much of this. To be a part of the solution here. Continue to preach the word and preach on the roles of the sexes and also things that are geared towards young people as well that can help them. Because there is this all-out assault. All-out assault and warfare that is here, and it's not going anywhere. But the key is to restore and to return people to the truth of the roles of the sexes, and only the saved are going to receive that, the lost are not. The fundamentals of the family, because you have to understand something. Paganism... I'll give you an example. I want to give you an example. I explained to my children. And some of you may not like this, but that's okay. But one thing I explained to my daughters, when you see people out in the world, when you see these women out in the world, don't put these women on a pedestal, these professional women. Whether they're teachers or lawyers or they're professional women out there working in the workforce. librarians, whatever it may be. Don't put them on a pedestal. Because the scriptures show very plainly that those women are in direct defiance to the scriptures. That their lives are not to be modeled after. And I explained to my daughters that these women follow pagan practices. And you know what? I fully realize that most people are absolutely going to hate what I'm saying. But it's Bible. All of this modern feminism movement, all of the modern day feminist movement was started through the Masonic orders through the Roman Catholic orders. It's paganism. If my daughter became the greatest doctor in the world, I would consider her a failure. Because to be outside of the will of God is a failure. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man gain the whole world, lose his own soul? But preachers have given up on God's order. And they were the first ones to rationalize the scriptures. To rationalize away obedience to God. They were the ones. Who rationalized away the scriptures. Not to obey them and follow God's order. The fundamental assault on the family. It's alive and well, friend. It's alive and well. And it's growing. And what is it? It's paganism. It's nothing more than Gnostic paganism. It's what the world does. So I teach my daughters and my sons, you follow the Bible. Don't ever look at these people, and especially women that are absolutely disobedient to the will of God. And look at them and think that there's something great about them. Because when you look at what's going on in our world today, if the church doesn't have it right, if God's people don't have it right, The world sure ain't going to get it right. And if we don't have a radical repentance among God's people and a return to God's radical order, Gnostic paganism will continue to fill the Lord's churches and your families and your daughters and your children will be taken by it. The Bible says, plainly, what the women's role is, what the woman's role is in the home, that it is the home, illustrates it over and over again. That they are to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. That the word of God be not blasphemed. You and I, the highest place for you and I is the will of God. Is obedience to the most honored place in our lives will be obedience to the will of God, the revealed will of God. These Gnostics, these pagans, they are after children. The United States federal government is part of the problem. The Republican Party is part of the problem. They push the sodomite agenda. The attack on children, the attack on the family. If you and I will be obedient to the will of God, and we will follow the scriptures and the order that God has, we will be the example that God has commanded us to be. And it will impact our generations. Think about it this way. At our church, we have over 40 children. If these over 40 children are taught to follow the scriptures, are taught the proper roles of the sexes, the husband and the wife, the father and the mother, male and female. And those 40 children marry and be fruitful and multiply and follow and obey. You will impact thousands upon thousands for the Lord. Hands down, no question about it. It takes you and I submitting to the will of God. if we could see these 40 children be a part of starting churches all over the country or the world one day. Those men of God, young men standing up and seeing them starting churches all over with a godly wife that's been raised to follow the scriptures, that's been raised to love her husband, to love her children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. If they look at the face of a pagan society and they say, we are not going to capitulate, we are not going to conform, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we are not going to budge on what we believe, that will impact thousands upon thousands. If we have some men that stand up and say, I'm going to raise my children for Jesus Christ, I'm going to raise my young men to be men that fear God and are holy, separated, pure. Like Daniel. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Stood up. See, I don't believe anything's toast. You know what I believe? I believe if God's people will do what they're supposed to do right now, that God will still bless those churches, be it through persecution or anything else. God will bless them and multiply them. God said that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. The Bible says in Philippians 2:15 that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. It ain't a problem, friend, of a pagan being in a pagan nation. We are in Babylon. We are there. But look what it says we're to do. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How? Holding forth the word of life. That's the King James Bible. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. We hold forth the truth and we live it. And we will shine in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We will shine as lights. You want to know what the problem is? They turn the lights off and they turn the church into a dark, seedy Gotham City nightclub ran by the Joker. And you're not going to. You're not going to see people saved and lives changed and families living for God if you're not doing it, if you're not shining the light. You can't compromise with darkness. You shine the light on darkness. And when you shine the light, the darkness comprehends it not. But the light shines. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Here it is, Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do you realize that you and I living for God, as America waxes worse and worse, and Babylon and wickedness, that it's dire, it's important that you and I raise our families right for Jesus Christ, that our children shine? Wow, there's some boys, some young men that know what it means to be young men. There's some girls that know what it means to be young ladies. They're not ashamed of the way God made them. And they're not ashamed to speak the name of Christ. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. That's what they have to see. But you know when they're, you know what they're not going to see? You sending your daughters off to Bible college, you sending your daughters off to be men and to go work in the workforce and to go pay their way and to go do all these other things and change the fundamental way that God designed for the lady to be. To raise them as female men. Nope. They're to be raised to be keepers at home, raised to be wives, God-fearing, holy wives. That's what they're raised to be. That's what, and your men to be providers and to work hard and to be protectors and provide for their family. And guide their family and teach them. And teach their daughters and their sons purity and holiness and separation from wickedness and filth and sin and vileness and disgusting behavior and nudity and pornography and sexualizing children. Our children, OPBC, they don't know this stuff. But this sexualization. They don't live that life. They're not taught that in their curriculum, and God forbid they better not be taught that in any entertainment or anything else either. That we're free from that pop culture and that teachings that teach them that. From those Hollywood examples or those internet examples and those other things, those reality TV shows that teach them pop culture and punkish behavior and attitudes and bad spirits and sexualizing them, confusing them or exciting things into children that never should be. They should be allowed to be children to grow up and learn and grow and play and have fun. Not to be confused with sin and wickedness and perversion. And wicked entertainment. Things that would defile them and hurt them. what the government wants to do. What the teachers' unions and the public schools want to do. What the Gnostic woke perverts want to do. It ought not be. You and I are to follow what God has laid down in the scriptures, raising our families that way. Husbands leading the home. Wives submitting to their own husbands. Husbands loving their wives. Children obeying their parents in the Lord. Following that order of raising a daughter the way that the scriptures say, raising a son the way the scriptures say. I'm telling you, you're going to be the only example that they have. Because what you know as a family, within 50 years' time, will not be the mainstream in America. That's why it is incumbent upon us to teach it and to live it. Because it won't be here. It won't be in society like it was in Charles Spurgeon's days and men like that. It's not in society. It's not going to be in society anywhere. That's part of the Antichrist kingdom rising, that falling away. That's part of that blueprint of destruction for society. That's what it is. It's part of society's destruction. So anything remotely to do with any fundamentals, a family and order and home and everything else like that, it's not going to be around. Nope. It won't be. At all. You won't be able to find it anywhere outside of his local New Testament church. But they better be able to find it in the church. And let me tell you, and I'm going to be real when I say this, they're not going to see it in most independent fundamental Baptist churches today. You're not going to see it because they won't go back. They won't return to the Word of God and fix the order that they've messed up. Say, well, who are you talking about? I'll show you. I'll show you some of the big ones. Here's one. Look. Hiles Anderson College. Professional women. Connected to First Baptist Church of Hammond. That's just one example. I'll give you another one. Here's another one. Golden State Baptist College. Mm-hmm. The Ministry of North Valley Baptist Church. What are they doing? Training women to be professionals. Look, they put the girls up front. Not God's order. Not God's family. Teach them to be professionals. You can go be whatever you want to be. The destruction of the family. There you go. Destruction of the family, right? Here's another one. See, West Coast. There you go. A guy that literally makes me want to, like, I would rather listen to fingernails on a chalkboard than listen to Paul Chappell. Any day of my life. Any day of my life. Like, torture for me would be waterboarding me. Worse than waterboarding me would make me listen to Paul Chappell. Oh my, definitely going to. Oh my goodness, please waterboard me. Don't make me listen to him, please. For the love of pizza, don't make me listen to that guy. Please. Mr. Professional. I know, I'm just a jerk, but you're stuck with me. But here you go. Wonder what the philosophy is. These are all the big wigs. Spiritual. Well, I'm just curious. Like, do you think it might be a good idea to follow the Bible? When it comes to what you do with young ladies? Nope. Fill your classrooms up with them. Train them to be professionals. By the way, I don't think these people are lost either. I think most of them are saved. Many of them. Absolutely. And you might think I have an extreme position. But I'm just curious, isn't it time to have an extreme position on the family? Isn't it time to follow the Bible extremely? Isn't it time to follow it specifically? Or would you rather do what these fanatics are doing? Look. Look at all these girls. Look. Look at all them excited with face paint and they're here at the event and they're all. But I'm a fanatic. Of course I am. But so are they. But do you want your daughter doing that? I don't. If she's going to act like a fool, I'd rather act like a fool for Christ than for the basketball team. But see, they want to be world light. And what is that? Pagan light. It's paganism. It's just plain paganism. That's what it is. What it is. And no, I don't pretend like my position is very popular, but I believe it's a biblical one, and I haven't had any of them prove it wrong yet. I haven't had any of them prove it wrong yet, nor do they really care to try. Because it's just plain Bible. God never meant for women to compete with men in a workforce. That was never in his book. That was never his example. That was never his commandment or his teaching. You know when the home works good? When dad is doing what God's called him to do? And mom is doing what God's called her to do. And I'm going to tell you something here very plainly. I can't do what my wife can do. Do you know how much money people spend to replace their wife when they put her in the workforce? They hire a daycare center. They hire a public school. They hire people to clean their house. They hire people to do all these things to replace one person. And no one can nurture like a mother can. No one. No one can love them like a mother can. No one. And if I am hated for any doctrine, it will be this one. It truly is this one. Because I believe I know Jody, and that there'd be a God-fearing man that would take care of you and love you the way God intended you to be loved. She said, think how many men would have good jobs to support their family if we weren't in the workforce. Well, Brother Paul, here's the thing about this. Wouldn't they be chastised? We don't know if they are. We have no idea what God's doing to them. We don't know. We don't know what he's doing to them. Or what he will do to them. We have no idea. And by the way, if you think I think little of women, you're wrong. I think most men think little of women, and most women think little of women. I think my wife's job is so important that no one else can do it. That's what I believe. I don't think it. I know it. My wife's position is so important to me and to God and to our family. There isn't anyone that can replace it. There is no one that can do the work that she can do. That's how much I value her place. That's how much I value the place of a lady, of a mother, of a wife. That's how much I do. You think very little of it, therefore you would prostitute them out to the world and have the world give them something else. I think my wife is too valuable for the world to have. Way too valuable. Those bums couldn't give me anything. They couldn't give me enough money to put my wife and daughters in this world. I consider the value too high. She's worth much more than you could ever give me. Because when you, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? You, there isn't anybody in this world that could pay me enough money for that. There isn't enough money in this world that you could pay me for my daughters to do that. There isn't. So the way I look at it, is that women and men and families, they sell out pretty cheap to the world to put their wife to work. They sell out pretty cheap. They don't have enough money to offer me. They don't have enough to offer me. You see? You see, that's how I value it. That's how I look at it. And if you're loving your wife, then she'll know that value is there. That you value her at like that. She'll know that. And your daughters will know that. And that certainly changes things, doesn't it? That certainly changes the perspective now, doesn't it? That's right, Brother Paul. No one could replace her as long as she remains with us. Exactly. So sorry, I'm not sorry, but I say that sarcastically. Your cheap imitation of an offer for my daughters or my wife to be a lawyer or a doctor or a business person or anything else. Like, you couldn't offer me. There's nothing you could offer me. And there's also nothing you can offer me to get out of the will of God. When I see the family's destruction in corporate Christianity in America today and corporate independent Baptists in America today, big box Baptists today, they're the problem. I already know all the other heretics that don't even believe the Bible at all, period. I get they're just floating around, they're doing whatever. But those that claim to be that you follow the scriptures, your sole authority for faith and practice, then why are you conducting yourself like a pagan? Why would you sell out so cheap? Why would you sell your family out and your daughters out so cheaply? It's really what it is. That's what you have to think about. That's the perspective you have to have. If you're not putting that high of price on it, well, then I'm going to tell you, many Baptist churches in America today have definitely evolved. They have followed evolution. Because feminism is the product of evolution. Feminism is the product of evolution and paganism. And feminism in America is alive and well. And just go to a big box independent Baptist church. Again, I'm not picking on everybody else. I'm talking about my own crowd. You go to an average independent fundamental Baptist church, and it is painted pageantry, painted pagan pageantry. Feminism rules it. They've lost their focus and their way. Period. Plain and simple. And unless we get back to following the simple truths found in this book, paganism will completely take these churches over. Because all they do is take on a program that is the world light. A light flavor of the world. That's all they're doing. And they're very successful at doing it. Very. So the question you have to ask yourselves is, do I want to shine as a light in a dark, dark world? And Fabian 22, the reason that that is the case is because pastors aren't preaching against Christian cross-dressing. I make a lot of people mad when I talk about that. But like I said, don't be mad at the transgenders that are dressing in dresses, the boys, if you're not willing to dress like a lady yourself. As everybody knows in this society, when a lady wants to look like a lady, she wears a dress. I should do one PowerPoint sometime called Christian Cross-Dressing. Man, that'd be great. I already decided that when I taught on feminism and these other things, I just throw the gauntlet out there. I don't even care. If everybody walks away and gets angry, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because that's what they've done. And that's a hard issue. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, go listen to that broadcast that teaching I did. Let me find it. I'll get it for you. I aim to please. You might know me from such titles as Merry Christmas, You Hypocrites. Biblical Modesty. Should Christian women wear pants? This one makes a lot of friends and influences a lot of people. I have that teaching. I need to upload the video to Sermon Audio is what I need to do on that. Luke, we should do that sometime. We should upload the video to this. Not here, but do a separate upload just to get that truth back out there again. But anyway, we'll work on that. Maybe I'll do a PowerPoint or something and add that. Anyway. Luke just likes my title, "What About Deborah?" and other silly excuses women use to usurp authority over men. Luke loves that title, by the way. He loves that one. I just want you to know, though, coming soon, Lord willing, next week, it's time for some Pastor Cooley Christmas specials. Got to talk about Christmas a little bit. Maybe get a little bit of Santa Claus in there. Santa and Krampus. Some of that stuff in there. Yep, we're going to upload those over to Sermon Audio, the video portions of it. Anyway, we'll cover some of that stuff. All right, everybody. Well, I'm going to play a song for you. Does anybody want to say hi? There is 50 people on here almost.